Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The deadline for enrollment in Farm Bureau's Certified Roadside Farm Market Program is November 15. Those markets that qualify participate in a joint marketing effort, providing group features that markets couldn't afford individually. Kara Keaton, Program Coordinator, says while the program is very popular among markets, it may be more so among consumers.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we have such a diversity of farm markets that are members of the Roadside Market Program. They offer a wide variety of products ranging from plants, fresh vegetables, fresh meats, agritourism activities, pretty much anything you could want from the farm, you can find it at one of our roadside farm markets.
This year's printed brochure distributed across the state included 105 roadsides with their locations and offerings, just one avenue for creating awareness. She says there are a number of benefits.
One, of course, is the advertising that we provide our farm market members. We do the brochure each year, which lists all of our roadside markets, as well as how to reach them, the variety of products that they sell. The website is a great tool to search for farm markets in your area.
And plenty of them are open late into this fall, some even into the holiday season. Check it out online at kyfb.com/roadsides. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back today on the sign-up period now underway for the Farm Bureau's 2013 Certified Roadside Market Program, here with Clark County member Mary Beth Hendricks commenting on its value.
Oh, I truly believe a lot of the markets wouldn't exist if it weren't for the Roadside Market Program. We have the opportunity every year. This year we went to Vermont, toured farm markets in that vicinity. They have a different type of agriculture, but a lot of things are similar. So we get to see how they promote, how they have their events, get to talk to people in a different area. We visit their farmers markets.
Along with opportunities like the annual tour, Hendricks says the in-state networking is invaluable.
We learn from each other. We see opportunities and the advertising opportunity that helps all of the markets together.
Sign up details online at kyfb.com/roadsides. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.